Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We are happy to be joined this segment by the chairman of the Erie County Republicans, Michael Crocker. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Joe, good to be with you, and time flies and you're having fun.
That's what they tell me. Michael, lots to get to. Want to start with Tuesday, Tim Kennedy, who has not personally met with the families in the town of Niagara, but he was with the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, talking about the Medicaid cuts and the big, beautiful bill. What are your thoughts on the congressman and his guest?
Well, it was interesting that, Tim Kennedy's bringing out, bringing in the big guns with the wannabe speaker, Hakeem Jeffries, who's sort of shaking off a socialist takeover of the Democratic Party primaries in New York and around the country, where socialists have beaten establishment Democrats, going to make life very difficult for Hakeem in Congress, and as you know, that party moves further to the left. But I really just take issue with the message here. That somebody had told me, well, they're coming to town to propose solutions, and I would just say, their solution to every problem, and here they're talking about healthcare, is to spend more money. Unlimitedly spend more money. Medicaid spending in New York State is up 50% in the last 5 years. We now spend more on Medicaid dollars in New York than we do on education. So if spending more money was the solution, New York should have the Cadillac healthcare system. And if spending more was a solution to every problem, we should have none in New York, because we spend more money than any other state in the nation. But I don't think anybody, the hospitals are feeling that they're getting what they deserve. Those who truly are in need, individuals with disabilities, people who need a hand up, aren't getting the very best from New York State, even though we spend more on Medicaid than any other state. So what does that tell you? That somewhere in that spend spree is waste, fraud, abuse, and Medicaid dollars being directed to illegal immigrants. So if Tim Kennedy and Hakeem Jeffries wanted to fix the issue, they'd work with Republicans like Nick Langworthy to stop spending money on illegal immigrants and allowing for reckless waste, and make sure our healthcare dollars get to the people who need it most.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it is, right? That they want illegal immigrants to be able to be added to Medicaid. And in New York, that means they'll be on the voter roll. And they also want, able-bodied people who don't feel like working to be on the Medicaid.
Well, you mentioned the issue up in Niagara County. There's a lot of folks in that affected area, Niagara Falls, that are looking for relocation, and who are having a difficult time getting relocated by New York State. But New York State has no problem deploying free housing, free food, and free health care for illegal immigrants. So here are families whose only problem is buying a home and living the American dream, only to find out that they have radioactive contamination. Their congressman, Tim Kennedy, has not paid them any attention whatsoever, but he wants to stand at a podium in Buffalo and lecture everybody about how much he's working for the people he represents. It's all politics. They're not proposing any solution. They just want to go stand at a podium and tell everybody how awful Trump is and how Trump is the root of all of their problems. And they're just going to suggest we spend more and more tax dollars to benefit people who aren't even citizens of this country, while we fail our disabled veterans. The story in the Buffalo News about the fact that New York State can't even adequately get out the $3 million it allocates to build housing for illegal immigrants, or the families in Niagara Falls whose only crime is trying to live the American dream and have a home to raise their families in.
And we should mention Dennis Hannon's been Tim Kennedy's opponent, has been a big part of getting meetings. He had a press conference up there. He has been with those families, and his opponent, the current sitting member of Congress, to our knowledge, and this is according to one of the residents, the only contact they've had was with a representative from Kennedy's office.
I know Dennis has been up there speaking with those families on a regular basis, Senator Rob Ort, other local leaders in Niagara County. But the reality is Tim Kennedy has not yet engaged directly with those families, but he's got plenty of time to hold a political rally in Buffalo, pointing the finger at Donald Trump for all of the world's problems.
You mentioned this push to socialism, and I know you and I have talked about this in the past, but I mean, it seems when you get these big city, either downstate New York or, you know, now we're looking at other very blue districts. I mean, they are going for the defund the police. I mean, there are people who are running for Congress who want to abolish the Senate and the position of the office of the president. I mean, how much farther left can this party go?
Well, you know, what scares me is we used to talk about this sort of radical left as a New York City issue, that this was something that existed in New York City. And those of us in places like West New York would sort of look at it with, you know, some horror from a distance. But it is now here in our community. You've got socialist supervisor in Cheek DeWoggin. You're seeing these far left resolutions moving through town government, like trying to abolish private property rights of landlords and enact good cause eviction, which is an idea that was born out of New York City, but they want to bring it to the town of Cheektowaga. You've got Adam Bojack, who's a Democratic socialist, who's now the Democratic nominee for the state assembly in the 149th. And thankfully, lawman Frank Bogalski is going to take a challenge to him and stand up for common sense voters. But, you know, this issue isn't just a New York City issue. They're trying to implement these socialist policies in local governments and around Western New York. And frankly, the Democratic Party, institutions are falling in line with it. You know, you see mainstream Erie County Democrats willing to welcome these socialists into their party. And I would just say, I don't want any part of socialism, and I think we should all be rejecting it. But unfortunately, you know, the folks in the Erie County Democratic establishment are saying, come on in, we're a big tent and we're okay with people who want to abolish our American way of life, who oppose capitalism and free markets, that have made this the greatest country in the history of civilization. So, you can judge people by who they associate with, and the Erie County Democrats are happy to welcome these socialists into their party.
Yeah, it's as if, you know, you've got Erie County Democrats who are afraid if they don't push themselves to the left, they'll be out of a job. I mean, we're clearly seeing that with Kathy Hochul, and I fear we're starting to see that here in Erie County.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I do think it opens us up to opportunity as well. You know, in Cheektowaga, as I mentioned, we're welcoming candidate Dave DeFields, who was a former Democrat, and one day sort of said, looked around and said, I don't recognize the values of the Cheektowaga Democratic Party. And he came over to the Republican side and is going to run a very competitive race to give us a majority and then provide a check on, you know, socialist supervisor Brian Nowak and this sort of crazy town board that's taken over there. And that's part of my message as I travel around Erie County and frankly, New York State is, you know, look, you may be a Democrat, you may be an independent, But if you're looking for common sense, you're going to find it on the Republican line and in the Republican Party. And we'd be happy to have you, because I believe we have just solidly become the party of, you know, working class, normal working New York families. And the Democratic Party, sort of part of this like elitist socialist club that models themselves after the New York City politicians that are destroying the state.
Yeah, it does seem like there's a lot of people with money who think socialism is the answer. I don't know if they realize that if we were socialists, they wouldn't be able to enjoy the, you know, the 10 vacations they take a year.
Yeah, I sort of say that the DSA is made up of like a bunch of overeducated, wealthy, elite liberals who think they have the whole world figured out because it's been handed to them on a silver platter. Those who actually have to grind and work for a living and understand what it means to, you know, earn what you've got, find ourselves solidly in the, you know, center right world that just believes people want to be able to have, you know, a good life for their family, quality education, and an opportunity to succeed.
Now, Michael, yesterday we saw Anthony Fauci invoke the fifth 111 times. And yet I haven't heard anything from local Democrats about, you know, maybe we handled the lockdown the wrong way. We could have done things differently. It's as if they're commenting at all, it's to double down on, you know, what took place 6 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, here we are. It's 2026. And the effects of the Fauci lockdowns are still impacting our community. You know, all that positive momentum that we felt as a community, downtown Buffalo pre-COVID, I've talked to developers, talked to restaurant owners, talked to small businesses downtown. That energy and enthusiasm is gone because it was smothered by the lockdown policies of Anthony Fauci that were embraced by Andrew Cuomo, Kathy Hochul, Mark Poloncarz. And I think for him not to even be able to go up there and just apologize to the American people, admit that, hey, look, maybe I got some things wrong, humble himself a little bit, was deeply unfortunate. But I think that's sort of the smug attitude of, you know, these big government types who believe that, you know, they've got all this experience and can be infallible. You know, I think being in government, being in politics requires a certain level of humility and a willingness to understand that you may not have all the answers. And I thought Dr. Fauci missed an opportunity to just be honest with the American people that he made mistakes and kind of smugly hid behind the Fifth Amendment and, is enjoying, I think, his celebrity status.
Well, we know that from the diary. He loves his celebrity status. He loves being able to tell Barbara Streisand what Alexa is. I mean, everything but actually taking care of the pandemic.
I'm not so sure I would be going around telling everybody what a avid writer in my diary I am, but, you know, to each their own and God bless. But yeah, I think it's just really unfortunate because it really has still had such an impact on our society. I understand there was a period of time where we were all so uncertain, but I think at some point that, you know, that ability to sort of be in charge and tell people what to do and how to live went to his head, and it's going to be a long time before, you know, this country sort of right sizes after that, if it ever does.
Well, it went to his head, and we know it went to the current county executive's head.
Mr. President, you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. You're right. President Poloncarz. Hey, we had Gary Dixon on earlier in the week to talk about these campaign donations Pat Burke's getting from New York City. What did you think about that revelation?
Well,
sorry.
First, I mean, this was an issue that Gary really locked onto. And I think his, you know, FBI experience and financial crimes experience was coming into play with this, you know, very well researched. And I credit him for identifying this. But it is, you know, it raises some real questions. Pat Burke never misses an opportunity to tell people that he's chair of the city's committee. But you got to ask the question, what are a bunch of sort of opaque, strange LLCs in the construction space from Queens so interested in supporting an assembly member from Orchard Park? You know, Albany is a place where pay-to-play culture is pretty common. But I think if I were a resident of the 142nd District, I'd be wondering, you know, what is my assemblyman gaining from all of this money in New York City and this, you know, committee that he set up for a different office, which we believe is for some plan run for county executive, is accepting money from these same Albany, you know, Queens construction companies with business before Albany. And they've got now another opportunity for them to continue to donate to Pat Burke in excess of the campaign contribution limit. So it really raises some very serious questions. I know Pat Burke tried to kind of brush those off, but I think these are real questions. And for people in West Seneca, South Buffalo, Lackawanna, and Orchard Park, I'd be wondering if my assemblyman was looking out for me or for New York City.
And final question, Bruce Blakeman. I saw some polling where Bruce Blakeman is within 4 points. I mean, he's making the rounds. He's regularly been on this station. I know he's been on other stations down the 90. It seems like he's making a race out of this.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a very real race. Part of it, I think, is the product of Kathy Hochul's wildly unpopular policies and terrible Buffalo Bills chance. But certainly people are saying enough is enough. We've seen what Kathy Hochul has done with her allies in the state legislature. And we've seen what Bruce has done as Nassau County executive, where he runs one of the safest counties in the United States, has held the line on taxes and supports our law enforcement and believes in protecting women's sports. So, you know, if you really make this race simple, do you think New York State's going in the right direction? Go ahead and vote for Kathy Hochul. If you think we need a change in our state capital, I would vote for Bruce Blakeman. And you could see New Yorkers are responding to that message. And as this race tightens, we need people to get involved. If we want to win this race, I think we need to win Erie County. So I've been encouraging people to volunteer. There's too much at stake to stay home. We need your help. We're going to welcome you. You want to do something to help out the campaign, we will put you to work.
I lied. I have one more question. We've got a ton of text messages of people saying, where can they get yard signs? Are there currently Bruce Blakeman yard signs down the street on the at the Maple location?
There are, although we're putting in an order for more because they're going fast. But we have pickup locations at 720 Maple Road in Williamsville, 715 Main Street in Buffalo, 101 Slade Avenue in West Seneca, and we're going to continue to announce more. Stop in during business hours. Give us a call. We'll let you know when we can pick one up. We do our best to try to deliver, but the fastest way to get one is to visit one of those three locations, and they'll be posted on our Facebook page as well for those who want to find where they can get a sign.
Awesome. Erie County Republican Chairman Michael Crocker. Michael, as always, thank you so much for joining me.
Take care, Joe.
That is Michael Crocker.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.